Philip Semple, PFD Surgeon Care. Today's date is 08-23-2025. The patient is for Mr. Joel Cox. Cox spells C-O-X. Joel spells J-O-E-L. Date of birth is 10-01-1960. This is a 64-year-old gentleman here for here with back pain, period. Patient indicated that he was in a motor vehicle accident recently. On about 08-18-2025, he said he received some medication, namely Robaxin and Mobic, which he says help a little, correction, which he says, quote, help a little, close quote. Today he says pain is approximately 7/10, worse with motion, especially with flexion, period. He says pain and sometimes move down to his legs. However, he denies bladder or bowel dysfunction. He denies change in sensation in his peritoneal area, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication and allergies were reviewed and compared to last visit. No changes, period. Next paragraph. Review systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above, period. Next paragraph. Physical exam is alert-oriented and mild distress. The xanthology gait. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 97% at room air. Blood pressure 1/53/84, pulse 87, respiration 18, temperature 98.2, period. Next paragraph. Back, tenderness, the palpation in the bony structures of the lumbosacral region, tenderness, the palpation of the lateral to the lumbosacral spine, muscle spasm is present, decreased flexion and extension. Next paragraph, neuro, he has a decrease. Deep tendon reflexes on his right patella. Deep tendon reflex on his left is normal. Strength is approximately 2/5 on the right. Left is approximately 4/5. There's no muscle atrophy, period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion or rigidity. No meningeal signs. Period. Next paragraph. Respiratory. Good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No adventitious sounds. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Period. Next paragraph. Cardia. Regular rate and rhythm with no murmurs. Next paragraph. Abdomen distended secondary to mild obesity. No visible peristalsis. No guarding. Period. Next paragraph. Skin. No abrasions, lacerations, macules or papules. No vesicles or bulli. Period. Next paragraph. Extremities, full range of motion with upper and lower extremities. He has a arthralgic gait on the right. The strength on the right is decreased. Strength on the left is normal, period. Next paragraph, neuro is alert-oriented, 10-3, cranial nerves 2-10 is normal, motor and sensory functions are normal, mood and affect are normal, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, assessment number 1 is lower back pain, assessment number 2 is a post-motor vehicle collision. Next paragraph, today a patient was advised to keep his appointment for their physical therapy. He was also advised to keep his appointment to have the MRI completed so we can look and see the results and address any abnormalities that are needed, period. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. Next paragraph, patient missed work on Friday. He was supposed to go back to work on Friday after the accident, but he couldn't go because of pain. Patient will return to work on Monday, 8/25/2025. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.